Act 2, Scene 3.
You are too much alone, Reverend Chasuble. You should get married.
Oh, there are many people in the church who believe a clergyman should not marry.
By remaining single, a man turns himself into a permanent temptation to women.
But isn't a man equally attractive to women when he's married?
A married man is only attractive to his wife.
And often, I'm told, not even to her.
That depends on the intellectual understanding of the woman. Maturity is superior to the inexperienced mind of a young woman. I can't believe this. Is that Mr. Worthing? We're not expecting him till Monday afternoon.
Good day, Miss Prism. Reverend Chasuble?
Good day, Mr. Worthing. I hope your early arrival and your mourning clothes do not suggest some terrible tragedy.
I'm very sad. My brother Ernest is dead.
My deepest condolences, sir. That's terrible news. But at least you have the comfort of knowing you were always a very attentive brother to him.
No matter how little he deserved it.
Charity, Miss Prism, charity. None of us are perfect. Were you with him at the end, Mr. Worthing?
Sadly, no. I received the news from the manager of a hotel in Paris. He died of influenza there.
Oh, dear. Will he be buried here in our churchyard?
No, he expressed a wish to be buried in Paris.
Then, if you permit me, sir, I'll mention his name in my sermon on Sunday. My sermon adapts to almost any occasion, happy or tragic. I have used it for many christenings and funerals.
Ah, christenings! That reminds me. Do you often perform christenings, Reverend Chasuble?
Yes, I do. Why? Do you have a particular child in mind? One connected, possibly, with your brother? Although I understand he was unmarried.
Men who live entirely for pleasure usually are.
No, the fact is I would like to be christened myself as soon as possible. Perhaps you could do it this afternoon.
But surely, Mr. Worthing, you've already been christened.
I don't remember anything about it.
Well, I see no problem. The sprinkling and the immersion are both simple, though in this case I think sprinkling will be all that is required. Would 5 o'clock suit you, sir?
Yes, thank you. That would be excellent.
Well, I must go home now.
Uncle Jack, it's nice to see you, but why are you wearing those clothes? You must change them. I've got a surprise for you. Guess who's in the dining room? Your brother, Ernest.
Nonsense. I haven't got a brother anymore.
Oh, don't say that, Uncle Jack. However badly he's behaved, Ernest is still your brother. You must shake hands with him.
This is happy news. Happy news indeed.
I don't know what she means. It's quite absurd. Good heavens.
Brother Jack, I've come from town to tell you how very sorry I am for all the trouble that I've given you. I intend to lead a better life in the future.
Uncle Jack, you can't refuse to shake your brother's hand.
Nothing will persuade me to shake his hand. It's disgraceful that he has come here. He knows perfectly well why. He must leave at once.
Uncle Jack, be nice. There's good in everybody. Ernest has told me how often he leaves the pleasures of life in London to visit his sick old friend, Bunbury. Surely that is an act of charity.
I don't want him to talk to you about Bunbury or anything else. I don't want him here in my house.
Brother, I'm ready to admit my faults and ask forgiveness. I find your coldness very painful.
Uncle Jack, if you don't shake hands with Ernest, I'll never forgive you. Never, never, never.
Well, this is the last time I'll ever do it.
How lovely to see a reconciliation between brothers. Cecily, my dear, you've done a beautiful Christian act today.
I feel very happy.
Algy, I can't believe you. How did you find my address? You must leave here on the next train.
I've put Mr. Worthing's luggage in the room next to yours, sir. Is that all right?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. Mr. Worthing has been suddenly called back to town. Please order the carriage at once.
Yes, sir.
Your clothes are ridiculous, Jack. You can't wear mourning for a man who is staying in your house.
You're not staying in my house. You're catching the next train to London, and then you're emigrating to Australia.
Despite your unfriendly attitude, my visit here has been quite delightful. Cecily is a darling.
Don't talk about Miss Cardew like that. I don't like it. You must leave now. This visit has not been a success. I wish you a pleasant journey to town.
I think this visit has been a great success. I'm in love with Cecily, and nothing else matters.